Piscotti touches them all.
Hi, Mark Goldstein here for Edwards Carpet. For our last holiday sale, we put together a great offer that slashed our margins, and it was so successful that the volume more than made up for it. If you missed out last time, here's your second chance. From right now through the close of business on Monday, July 4th, we're having our Independence Day sale. First, you'll get our all-inclusive pricing that includes carpet, pad, installation, the take-up and haul-away of your old carpet, and the moving of your furniture, starting at only $269 a square foot. We're also offering special pricing on the newest thermal plastic-backed carpets and the newest waterproof floors. Then we make it even more affordable by giving you 12 months interest-free financing, and then you'll pay no tax. So long story short, super low, all-inclusive sale prices, 12 months interest-free money, and no tax. Even if you're just considering new flooring, this is the opportunity to take advantage of. Look for our ad in the St. Louis Post-Dispatch or visit us at edwardscarpet.com. And happy Independence Day to the greatest country on earth.
Come on down to Edwards, Edwards Carpet Store.
This is a Butterfinger peanut butter cup. It's a bit of a square, which is not to say it sits at home practicing the clarinet. This is a Butterfinger peanut butter cup. It's square on the outside and bold on the inside. A cup that dares to mix crunchy bits of Butterfinger right into its creamy, smooth, peanut buttery goodness. A cup that grabs life by the wrapper and says, yeah, life, give me more of your crispity, crunchity Butterfinger bits. Smooth and crunchy Butterfinger peanut butter cups. Bolder than bold.
This is Larry Connors, and I think I drove by your house the other day. It looks great, but I noticed you might have some shingles missing and maybe some other roof damage. Take a moment to call my friend John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF. Take care of it before everyone else starts calling, before the thunderstorms start pounding us. That way, next time I drive by, I won't have to worry. I'll know your home is protected. John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
This is Whitey Herzog, and I'm here with my friend Jeff Hopper from Hopper's Pest and Animal Solutions.
Thanks, Whitey. If you've got ants, bats, mice, mosquitoes, moles, voles, termites, brown recluse spiders, bees, or wasps, anything that's around your home, Hopper's can take care of it for you. What's that number, Whitey?
That's Hopper's Pest and Animal Solutions, 314-544-PEST.
Playhouse is on the air. Turn the volume up. We've got lots to share. Listen in your car or your underwear. Frank Opinion's on the air.
So join his partners and him.
There's no fun left on
FM.
Oh, we're full of chat and we're full of chit, and we think you'll get lots of
Tinder Cube style.
Oh, I like the lunch, lady.
We're about to get Pinion's Playhouse on the air.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to the June 29th edition of Pinion's Playhouse. Hey, can we call her again today?
Yeah, we can.
We call her again today.
All right.
Lunch lady. We're brought to you by Amini's. There are a couple of big, big, big sales that are going on at Amini's. One will be the 4th of July. They're only going to be open 4 hours on the 4th of July. We'll talk about that. And the other is a big up to 50% off patio furniture sale. This is some of the finest patio furniture you'll ever find. And to get it on sale, because we're getting near the end of the season, sadly, they put it on sale. We'll talk.
Hey!
Well, at the control board, it's Eon the Peon. Peon, say hi to your sponsor.
I would like to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason. They are financial advisors with Stifel Nicolaus, which is a member of the SIPC and NYSE. And if you are not hearing from your current advisor, then you should talk to Mark and Jason, because they talk to all of their clients every quarter. Their phone number and more, go to markandjason.com. Hello to the chicks.
Dan Levi Strauss is in the house with his trouser mouse. Dan, how's it going?
Great. Hi, everybody.
Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security. Bernice is in heaven.
You are so kind, yeah.
And Ratboy had some buddies over, and they were playing shuffleboard. He's got a shuffleboard table he bought at Amini's. And like 3 o'clock in the morning, They were out of that ice, that stuff that you slide it on. So he improvised a Parmesan. What?
Cheese.
Sprinkle Parmesan cheese on there. That's pretty clever.
Might work.
Pretty clever. Everything he does is cheese related.
I've noticed that just today.
I don't know about you, but I think the hottest music in the country now, it's sweeping the nation, is polka music.
Oh, yeah.
And you're listening right now to the finest polka band in the world, Bruce Limprist and the All Boy Orchestra.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thanks so much.
Wow.
Why are polka dots called polka dots? And when you're a kid, you say polka dot. You don't know.
Yeah, polka. Yeah.
My brother, when he was little, he couldn't say barbed wire. He'd say bire-bire, the bire-bire fence. Oh, and my grandson now, this is real cute. Indulge me, okay? I'm not the guy that goes around showing everybody pictures, so at least let me do this. This past weekend, he was swimming. He loves to swim, and he's a tremendous swimmer. He'll be 3 next month. And he was, I guess, at somebody's pool, and he heard somebody say cannonball, and he thought they said candy ball. So now when he jumps in, he yells candy ball. It's just funny. Archie's going to do all that stuff, and you don't want to correct him because it's so cute.
Right.
It's so cute, you don't want to fix it.
Oh, yeah.
Candy ball! I thought that was hilarious. Yeah, I know. All parents and grandparents all do the same. My kid's so cute. I get it. I understand that. We're brought to you by Amini's. A couple of things. At Amini's, first of all, on the 4th of July, which will be Monday, they will be open for 4 hours from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. And they have a deal where you buy 3, you get the 4th free on certainly not everything in the store. You're not going to buy 3 jukeboxes. Okay, you're not going to buy probably 3, well, you know what, 3 pinball machines. They do have some where you get a 4th one for your arcade games. But things like bar stools, leisure garden patio furniture, that kind of thing. You buy 3, get the 4th free. That is 4 hours only on the 4th of July. Now, the other thing that's going on actually now is this, it's up to 50% off on the finest patio furniture I think that you're ever going to be able to buy anywhere. And you need to go in and see the sets. You know what's hot right now? These fire tables. It's like pieces of glass that flames. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, yeah, like an outside side patio you could have. But yeah, it's almost like that, those Sterno can flames.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I love those things. So they got up to 50% off on certain groupings of patio furniture, but you need to go see which ones they are. And that's a terrific deal because I've told you before, they don't sell any junk. When they sell patio furniture, it's the best patio furniture made. It's not the cheapest patio furniture. You've bought that before, and guess what you end up doing? Replacing it. We bought patio furniture years ago. We had a little condo at the lake at the time, and we thought this is the most beautiful patio furniture. It was white wicker, and we couldn't believe the price. Well, we could believe the price after one season hadn't even ended. It wasn't even fall yet, and what we thought was wicker wasn't wicker, and you know how wicker is woven like a basket? It just starts popping in pieces. Hundreds of pieces just start falling off of this stuff. It was terrible. It was junk. That's what they don't sell at Amini's. So get on into Amini's. And again, 4th of July, they're open 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Check that out. There's no other store like it. Copper Dome, Chesterfield Valley, down in the valley.
Valley so low, hang your head over. Hear the wind blow.
Thank you. A-M-I-N-I-S. Aminis.com.
All right, we'll call the lunch lady, right?
Okay, let's do it. We're calling the lunch lady.
She had a... Yesterday, it was little, not much of a song.
It was odd.
A lot of editorial.
It was odd. It was very
she's
odd.
She's not a fan of a certain political candidate.
Got a little political on us.
Yes.
We knew her name. At some point, we knew her name. I forgot. Let's call her lunch lady.
She's
weird. She's... irritating, but...
Hey, how are you?
Hi.
Are you having a good day?
Yeah,
I hope so.
Yeah, we are.
I sure do. Well, today we are going to have pork chop.
Pork chop?
With good old mashed potatoes and gravy.
Yeah.
Green beans.
I love it.
Oh, my goodness. Homemade. I mean, it is so delicious. Potato salad.
Can't beat it.
Corn on the cob and push that button on the side of your bed. If you don't want a pork chop, just ask for one of those jumbo hot dogs.
What?
That's Patty May's favorite.
Push the button on the side of your bed.
That's because it's a...
butter and for dessert. Chocolate cupcakes.
Chocolate cupcakes.
Now, doesn't that sound delicious?
It sure does. I bet your husband killed himself.
My goodness, Joe from Texas. Oh, my exes live in Texas. No, they don't either. But I saw Hillary in a Pride.
Yeah, this is the same as yesterday.
You know, Pride Day somewhere. I think
this
it was
the same.
Same one?
Yeah, it's the same.
I don't know, but she was
I'm shutting
Pride
her off.
Yeah, that's the same as yesterday.
Come on, lunch lady.
Yeah, she hasn't been...
freshening it up a little bit.
Freshening and changing it.
Well, that was
often.
My fault. We should have checked it. I said, let's call her cold.
No, it's okay.
No, Dan, it's not okay. I want... This is on me. I feel horrible. I just ruined the Playhouse. It's all ruined now.
No, we can
but wait,
bring
it's not.
It back.
But wait, we can edit it out.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we'll do. We'll cut it out. Nobody will hear it. I heard a commercial for the VP parade. I thought they did away with that. No, they stopped calling it the VP fair.
Yes.
But they still have the VP parade. Here's my question. Why do we still have the VP parade? Because 95% of the people have no idea what that is.
I thought it was called...
The Veiled Prophet.
Fair, no. I thought fair they were St. calling Louis. It Fair St.
But
Louis. But the parade is still the
parade is still the VP parade.
Yeah.
Let's get rid of that.
Yeah, I never understood that organization.
98% of the people have no idea what that is and how that whole thing works anyway, that Veiled Prophet thing.
It's wasn't it something like the, what's that other hidden secret society? Like
Yeah, I know what you're thinking.
It's something like that, isn't it?
Yeah, it's like a handful of rich people.
Socialites.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So why is that a parade for the public when we don't have anything to do with it or know anything about it? I don't get it. Had our piano tuned today. We have a piano. Nobody plays.
You know the difference between a piano?
Yes, we published yesterday.
Don't do it again.
It was horrible then. It'll be horrible now. But I don't know why we do it. But we have it tuned every year. It's a beautiful piano. It's a Yamaha piano. My kids took lessons. None of them liked it. Nobody plays now. Piano still sits there. Never gets played, yet it's tuned. So if you want to come over, anybody, play the piano. It's in tune. It just got tuned today. And the funny thing is, it's a player piano. It's one of those you put a... It's the old floppy disk thing, but it still works and it plays. It sounded great to me the last time, but a piano tuner will hear, like if Dan picked up a bass guitar, he'd know.
It sounds fine to you, but they can hear it's something out of the keys out of tune.
They can hear,
Really? Yours, they use floppy disk at some point?
Yeah, little 3-inch disks.
My aunt and uncle used to have one with the old paper reels. Do you remember those things?
Yeah.
You put in the middle of, the rolls,
No, this is actually in its day, it was great technology. Now I can have converted to digital, and I may do that. It's a little pricey. Maybe one of these days.
Those paper reel things were cool. They were like little scrolls, and you'd put them, stick them in there, and they had the little...
They're fun to watch.
Yeah, the little marks.
Holes in the paper where the notes would play.
Yeah.
Peon shared a great joke with me a while ago. I'll do it as a bonus joke. Did you hear about the guy who tried to run across the tracks and beat the train?
No.
He's dead. He's dead. Peon's version was different. Did you hear about the guy who had his arm cut off, his leg cut off, his other arm cut off, his other leg cut off? No, he's dead.
Yeah,
he's the same punchline. We're running... play the commercial for the KTRS app.
Oh, yeah.
You folks have probably heard this. And now here it is again. It's a commercial for the app. We have a terrific
Starring
Dan Strauss. We have a terrific app. When you go to the app store, just go KTRS, and it's so easy to use. You push the icon, and boom, there's our station. This commercial may be one of the dumbest, stupidest things I've ever heard. Just play it.
Are you planning your vacation? Why not take Franco Pin into the large morning show in the afternoon with you?
Oh, great. We'd love to go on vacation
with you. See the Rockies, go see the Grand Canyon, yeah. Vegas, maybe.
Do all kinds of stuff.
No.
I'm packed and ready.
No.
Are you paying?
No, we don't want you to take these guys on vacation. Wait, we want you to take KTRS with you via the KTRS.
That wasn't me. Did I say, are you paying?
If I were a teaching a broadcast class and you submitted that, you fail if you wrote that. Oh, my goodness. It's so
it's like some bad vaudeville routine.
How about this? Hey, anytime, anywhere, you want to listen to KTRS, just tap the app. It's free. Download it. KTRS. Great app for great station. There's your commercial. You don't need all of the goofy stuff. I went to get iced tea downstairs before the show, and I'm walking through Westport, and all of a sudden I have a flashback to when I worked here in the 70s. I worked here in the early 70s in an ad agency when they were building the Gold Tower. And there were a few businesses. There was Jericho, the disco place. Remember that?
Oh, my goodness.
There was the Polynesian Lounge or something with Marion Miller, who played the keyboard. There was the Opera House Saloon.
The Jericho.
And there was a restaurant out here called De Bergerac's. It was a French restaurant. And for whatever reason today, I had a crystal clear memory and could taste the cream of chicken vermicelli soup that I used to get all the time at De Bergerac's. Now, I've not seen cream of chicken vermicelli soup anywhere, really. It was beyond good. And this is a very fancy restaurant, but I only wanted one thing. Cream of chicken. It's kind of like when Wilburn Gills was across here.
Yeah.
Every Thursday, they had that, what was it, rice?
Chicken and rice. Yeah.
Oh,
yes. Chicken and wild rice.
It was great. But I'm sure I'm not the only person that remembers the old, is there still a De Bergerac? There were two or three.
I don't know.
I don't think there are.
I remember the Wilburn Gills had that tortilla soup, too, that chicken tortilla.
Ooh, that's right.
Oh, man, that was good.
Now, I have a suggestion, gentlemen. Those of you men who send texts and you use these little emoji things, knock it off, okay? Unless you're gay. That's just kind of gay. It is. A little smiley face or thumbs up. That's for women and kids. Let women do that. My wife does that. She sends a friend a text. It's got a little face on it. But for a man to do it, and he may be listening. He knows who he is. I got a text from him 2 days ago. And it had a little, I guess they call them emojis. It used to be emoticons.
Yes.
Emojis. It's just a suggestion. Don't do that.
I do it very infrequently, only to certain people. And it's just to usually validate a point. You know, like to...
emphasis.
Emphasize the...
that's different.
The
that's different
meaning than, of the text, yeah.
That's a little different than just a little smiley.
Constantly, yes.
Yeah. Yeah, constantly using them. I didn't mention yesterday Pat Summitt. You know, folks, that I know very little about sports, but this woman was beyond impressive. Passed away from Alzheimer's. Head coach of the Lady Vols in Tennessee. 6 titles in 12 years. Never had a losing season. The only school she ever coached was Tennessee. Won NCAA titles in 87, 89, 91, 96 through 98, 97, 2007, 2008. Career record of 1,098 wins, 208 losses in 38 seasons. 18 NCAA Final Four appearances. Wow, what an impressive resume.
Man.
The winningest college coach in history, men or women.
You're right.
Pat Summitt.
Wow.
Passed away.
There was a restaurant here. This is from CW and Katie that goes on, go on our trips. The Luau was here.
Okay, that was it. It was the Luau.
Yeah.
The Luau Polynesian restaurant with Marion Miller. That was it. Mm-hmm. Thank you, CW and Katie. One last story we didn't get to yesterday. This is not a joke. This actually happened. And I knew someone this happened to in Belleville many, many, many years ago, actually before I was married. Oceanside, California, Monday morning, 2 days ago, Estici Sanchez, 29 years old, arrested for vehicular manslaughter. It's a female. STC is a woman. She's in jail. About 6:30 in the morning, she hit a man walking on the sidewalk. His body went through the windshield and ended up next to her in the passenger seat. The impact severed his leg, which landed on the trunk of the car.
Oh.
She drove about a mile with the dead guy next to her and his leg on the trunk, parked in a cul-de-sac, and got out and walked away. And obviously she was arrested.
Wow.
Let me tell you, this is a true story. On, I believe, 159 was the highway coming into Belleville, a young guy hit an old man walking on the side of the road. It was dusk, and he topped a hill, and when he did, the old man had kind of drifted into the road. He was on the side of the road. This young man hit him in the back and took his head off. The head came through the windshield and landed on the seat next to him.
Wow.
Now you look down. He actually went to a mental
hospital. No, you would have to.
No, this I knew this guy. He was in a mental hospital.
Wow.
You look over and there's the head of a guy you hit next to you.
Mm.
That's a bunch of bad dreams for a long time. But let's do something lighter, like a joke. Ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
I'm going to thank Peon for reminding me of this joke yesterday, because we haven't done it for a while. There's a guy playing golf, and it's a slow day at the golf course. He's playing alone, but they pair him up with somebody. Not a foursome, it's just two of them. And they ask him, do you mind? We got another guy playing by himself. He goes, no, I don't mind. So they're playing and they're talking, and he notices that in the guy's golf bag is a rifle. There's a high-powered rifle in his golf bag. And he can't help but see it. And he goes, is that a rifle? He goes, yeah, sniper rifle. He said, why in the world, why do you have that? He goes, I'm a professional assassin. I'm a hitman. The guy goes, man, wow. Well, they play, and they kind of, you know, they become friendlier and more friendly, and they loosen up, and they're comfortable with each other. And the guy says to the assassin, he goes, so you are for hire, you know, to kill people. Let's just lay it on the table. He goes, yeah, I am. He goes, you know what, I got a job for you. I hate my wife, and we live here on the golf. He says, in fact, right up there, that's our house, right up there on that little hill. And she's in there right now, and I know she's with her lover. What would you charge? He said, first of all, take your rifle out. There's nobody else around. He said, look through the scope and see if you see. He says, oh, yeah. He's looking through the scope. He goes, I see her. I see him. Oh, yeah, crystal clear, right in the window. He said, all right, right now, this is a great opportunity. I need a price. What would you charge? Here's what I'd like to do. I want you to shoot her in the head because she talks too much, and I just want to shoot her in the head, and I want you to shoot him in the genitals. What would you charge? He says, well, it's $1,000 a bullet, so it'd be $1,000 to shoot her in the head and another $1,000 to shoot him in the genitals. And he's looking through the scope as he says it. He said, but you know what? If I pull the trigger right now, I could save you $1,000.
All right, let's see how traffic's moving along. Here's Tim Weiland.
Well, it's starting to move a little bit better since they've either cleared that accident on eastbound 270 at Lindbergh, or they've moved it off to the shoulder or it's cleared, one or the other, because traffic is jammed though from Highway 70, but it all goes around through Washington Elizabeth. We also have eastbound 40 drivers still slowing from about Boyle to the Poplar Street Bridge. Westbound 44 slowing Jefferson out through Hampton. You have southbound 55 slow from from the River De Pere through Revis Barracks. Southbound 270 has slow to stop at Gogue Pockets from Page down through Doherty Ferry. It's heavy again from 44 through Gravois. Westbound 364, that runs slow between Bennington Place past the Veterans Bridge. And we did have some signal problems at the Earth City Expressway and Rider Trail. And this traffic report is brought to you by PPG Paints. Get to PPG Paints for the buy one, get one free sale on select PPG Porter paint products off of retail price through July 9th. See store for details. Visit ppgpaints.com for a location near you. From the Vincent Mortgage Traffic Center, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
KTRS Traffic Center is brought to you by Vincent Mortgage, 314-839-9999, NMLS number 225095. Football. It's almost like a religion.
Life's a game of inches. So is football. Because in either game, life or football, the margin for error is so small. On this team, we fight for that inch. On this team, we tear ourselves and everyone else around us to pieces for that inch. We claw with our fingernails for that inch. Because we know when we add up all
thought football has left town, think again. Mizzou football is here. Get every pass, every play right here on KTRS. We are Mizzou.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. MiniCPAP.com now offers a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. For even more freedom, you can add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's called the Transcend Mini CPAP, and right now you can try it risk-free for 10 days by calling 1-800-300-0338. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. Enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. Call MiniCPAP.com now for your 10-day at-home trial. 1-800-300-0338. That's 1-800-300-0338.
You've been lied to. Lied to by corrupt Washington politicians and the Wall Street propaganda machine. Hi, I'm Inc. magazine best-selling author Brett Kitchen, and I want to give you a free copy of my brand new book, Wealth Beyond Wall Street, because we all know another market crash could be right around the corner. After losing 35% in my IRA in the crash years ago, I said enough, and since then I discovered a way to grow money potentially double digits, reduce taxes dramatically, and also have my money protected when the next stock market crash hits. When the next market crash hits, you lose nothing. Call Wealth Beyond Wall Street now to get your free copy and talk with a specialist to discover this little-known strategy to get potential double-digit growth during good years and never lose when the next stock market crash hits, all while building a tax-advantage retirement. Call 1-800-648-0303 now to discover this asset that people like Walt Disney and JCPenney use to grow wealthy. Plus, get one of just 97 free books left. We even cover shipping and handling, no credit card required. Call 1-800-648-0303. 1-800-648-0303. That's 1-800-648-0303.
So I just called our homeowner's insurance company.
Will they cover our busted air conditioner?
No, they said air conditioner breakdowns aren't covered by homeowner's insurance.
So what do they cover?
Well, they said they cover home damage from things like earthquakes, volcanoes, even dinosaurs.
But dinosaurs are extinct.
Exactly, but they're still covered.
But not our air conditioner.
No,
but their air conditioner could have been covered with a home warranty from American Home Shield, plus components of 20 other major home systems and appliances, like their electrical system, plumbing, refrigerator, and more. For valuable free information, call 1-800-500-5114. Home insurance can cover what might happen.
What was that?
Dinosaur? But a home warranty helps cover what will happen.
Now the washer won't work.
Life happens. Have a plan. Get a home warranty from American Home Shield. For valuable free information, call 1-800-500-5114. 1-800-500-5114.
Resnick Roofing, wherever you live. From Berkeley to Belleville to Richmond Heights to Melville. Glendale to Shrewsbury, the Central West End. Sunset Hills to Sula, the one you know. Frederick Roofing, wherever you go. For a hole in your roof, for a whole new roof.
314-645-2000. Aren't you tired of hearing ads that say they're the best, they're the experts, blah, 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 just one unsubstantiated claim after another? Well, here are two substantiated claims that actually mean something if you need roof repair or a new roof. With a family-owned business tradition of over 80 years and 80,000 satisfied customers, you can depend on Frederick Roofing, residential or commercial.
For a hole in your roof or a whole new roof. Frederick Roofing, 645-2000.
Find your creativity and let your ingenuity fly with a visit to Schaefer's Hobby Shop. For over 70 years, hobby and craft enthusiasts have made Schaefer's the source of their hobby and craft materials. From beads and jewelry to model rockets, railroads, and remote control toys, Schaefer's is the ultimate store for the entire family. One visit to Schaefer's Hobby Shop on Gravois near Lindbergh can be the beginning of a lifetime of creativity. Online at schaefershobby.com. Again, that's schaefershobby.com.
The thought of my sons growing up without me inspired me to quit smoking.
I talked to my doctors, and then I threw away all my cigarettes, ashtrays, and lighters.
I started exercising instead of smoking.
Staying away from alcohol when I was first quitting was key.
I kept on trying, learned something each time.
Do whatever it takes.
We did it, so can you.
You can quit. Call 1-800-QUIT-NOW for help getting free medication, if available and eligible. That's 1-800-QUIT-NOW. A message from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
Another money-saving secret from Arm & Hammer.
My name is Malena. I'm from Los Angeles, California. I love Arm & Hammer Sensitive Skin Plus Scent Laundry Detergent. It cleans really well. It doesn't irritate my skin, and it smells wonderful.
Arm & Hammer Sensitive Skin Plus Scent has a skin-friendly scent people love, so it's preferred 2-to-1 over the leading free and clear detergent, and it costs up to 30% less.
We've been on a very tight budget lately, so it's a no-brainer.
The clean you need at a fraction of the cost.
The Financial Symphony is a show that blends the worlds of music and finance together in one harmonious package. It features your local financial maestro, Jerry Means.
A lot of advisors out there are mainly giving accumulation advice or looking at the growth through your working years. You really need to take a look at, is your advisor giving you advice on preservation and distribution?
That's The Financial Symphony with Jerry Means every Sunday morning at 10 on the Big 550 KTRS.
Hello, Jay Randolph here for my friends at Broadway Ford Truck Sales. And here is Terry, the Vice President of Sales.
Thanks, Jay. Here at Broadway Ford Truck Sales, your business preferred network dealer, we offer a variety of financing options to get you in a new or used vehicle to get your job done right. We have been in the same location for over 50 years. We must be doing something right.
Broadway Ford Truck Sales is located at 1506 South 7th Street in the Soulard Market area. Online at BroadwayTruck.com.
The lights of Broadway shine in 42nd Street at the Muni, June 24th through the 30th. Don't miss this dance extravaganza presented by BMO Harris Bank. Tickets available at Muni.org or at the Muni box office.
The Muni in Forest Park.
Bottle of wine, fruit of the vine. When you gonna let me get sober? Leave me alone, let me go home.
Let's go to Southern California. Check in with Mike Evans, brought to you by a restaurant where I will be dining tonight with a very generous charity donor, Annie Gunn's Restaurant. Next door is the Smokehouse Market. They're both on the east end of everything in Chesterfield Valley. Gift cards, always a good idea to either or both. Annie Gunn's, Smokehouse Market. And now, Mike Evans. What's going on?
Just trying to stay cool. 115 today.
It is fantastic here. We finally got a cold front, and it's wonderful here.
Really?
Oh, mm-hmm. We needed it. 2 weeks of that other mess.
Dodgers were playing in Milwaukee last night. It was 60 degrees.
Ooh.
That's nice. All right, your pop quiz question. Generally speaking, on an average week, who pays the most for their clothes while out campaigning, Hillary or Donald Trump? I'll give you the answer in just a minute. Political Hollywood news. The entertainment is pretty much set for the Democrat convention in Philadelphia next month. Already signed up and performing, Katy Perry. And Beyonce. And Ellen DeGeneres.
No. Ellen. No, you should go see her without makeup.
And Madonna.
No.
So I've been singing this song for 18 months, and I have my latest chorus. Are you ready?
Yeah.
38 days now until the Olympics. Some roads are not ready. There are not enough volunteers or staffers. A couple stadiums are not finished. The water sports, some of them will be competed in germ and bacteria-infested water filled with Zika-carrying mosquitoes.
Oh, that sounds great.
5,000 porta-potties, nowhere to be found. The police and the fire department there say they may go on strike. The sound systems aren't in, and now there's a rumor of a terrorist attack.
Well, this sounds great.
What was the hey, Peon, didn't you have it?
Yes. Did you hear the story about the off-duty police officers that were holding the sign in the airport saying, welcome to hell?
Yeah, welcome to hell.
Yeah, I saw that.
That's a nice greeting. This is going to be interesting.
Unbelievable. It really is. I got an amazing stat for you. According to the United States Census and Human Services Bureaus, there are more people on welfare and food stamps than there are working in California, New Mexico, New York, Illinois, Kentucky, Maine, Alabama, Mississippi, and South Carolina.
That's pretty sad news.
That's very sad news.
That's not good.
On the drawing board, how about this? Siegfried and Roy biopic.
Ooh, this should be worth watching, I think.
They're putting that together. John McEnroe and Serena Williams tennis match.
Oh.
Like the old 1970 Billie Jean King Bobby Riggs.
Yeah.
Except I don't think McEnroe would have a chance.
All right, he's still
a good player. I saw him play the other day. He looked pretty good.
No, he's still a good player, but man, I should have been playing before with him.
It'll be interesting. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about maybe running it like an hour before the Super Bowl on Super Bowl Sunday.
Oh, that'd be great. Mm.
Yeah. And that Tony dominating play Hamilton will be a movie with the original cast.
I'm already tired of it. I haven't seen it.
Date in history. June 29, 2003, I, Katharine Hepburn, died. I was 96 years old.
Who is this?
We don't know. We don't know what he's doing.
And finally.
Man.
Generally speaking, on an average week, who pays the most for their clothes while out campaigning, Hillary or Donald Trump?
Well, we got a 50-50 chance.
Yeah, I'm just going to...
You know what? You must have graduated high in your class.
I did. I was in the top quarter.
I'll say Hillary.
Hillary.
I will also say... No, I'm going to say Donald to be different.
On average, Trump wears Ralph Lauren and Calvin Klein custom suits. Cost about $1,000. Sometimes he wears Trump suits, but they're cheap. They're like $600. Hillary's pantsuits, dress suits are either Gucci, Dior, or Armani, and each piece runs between $1,200 and $12,000.
She still looks like Kim Jong Un.
She looks like who?
Kim Jong Un, that kid in North Korea. that wears those square clothes.
Yeah.
That's the same outfit she wears.
Kim Jong Un.
She sort of looks like Jonathan Winters.
You think so?
Jonathan Winters? Wow.
Jonathan Winters.
Oh, man.
Hello! See ya.
Now we're going to get email.
Yes.
We're going to get email. It's just a joke, folks. It's just a joke. Mike Evans. Courtesy of Annie Gunn's restaurant. I think tonight I will have the beefsteak tomato salad. They have the reddest tomatoes, even when nobody else has really red, ripe tomatoes at Annie Gunn's. Annie Gunn's is next door to the Smokehouse Market. They're both on the east end of everything in Chesterfield Valley. And speaking of Chesterfield Valley, that's the headquarters for First Community Credit Union, where I do my banking, all my banking. They have 42 locations. It is a place to bank. It's that simple. Banking involves lots of things. Not everybody needs all of the services that a banking institution offers, which is what First Community Credit Union is. It's a place to do your banking, but it's called a credit union because you're a member. You belong to it. You're not just a customer. First Community Credit Union is the sponsor of the yard sale on Saturday morning. And quite frankly, if they weren't, I don't know if there'd be a yard sale. They've stepped up and just taken over. It's good for them. It's good for the yard sale. It's good for everybody. Everybody wins. And then you're going to win, I think, if you become one of us, a member of the First Community, unless your brother or sister owns the bank and you've got some, you know, family commitment. Why in the world do you bank where you bank if it's not First Community? You don't have an answer. So there you go. Accept the invitation. At least think about it. First Community Credit Union. FirstCommunity.com.
Meet me. All right. It's time for a final check on traffic with Tim Weiland.
Okay, Dan, they cleared the accident eastbound 270 at Lindbergh, but traffic is getting better. It's slow now from Highway 370 around through New Florissant. Boy, we're really jammed up. I think we have some signal problems on Lindbergh at Schutz Road at Page because traffic is really jamming up, especially northbound. You're backed up to Olive. We're looking at eastbound 40 drivers. It's pretty solid now from Clarkson into McKnight. That's where you have an accident. It is on the right shoulder, though. Southbound 170, that's just a little heavy now from Olive down through Forest Park Parkway. Eastbound 40 downtown has really thinned out. Westbound 44 still running slow. Jefferson, a little west of Jefferson down through Hampton. Southbound 270 is south of Page now through Doherty Ferry. And it looks like westbound or eastbound 70 drivers are slowing now from 270 through 170. This traffic report, it is brought to you by Staples. Think Staples when you have to move for low prices on a wide variety of packing, shipping, and moving supplies for both business and personal needs. Everything you need to move at the right price. Staples, make more happen. From the Vincent Mortgage Traffic Center, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
KTRS Traffic Center is brought to you by Vincent Mortgage. 314-839-9999. NMLS number 225095. KTRS is your home for award-winning news coverage, both locally and around the world. But don't take our word for it. For the third year in a row, ABC Radio News won the Edward R. Murrow Award for Network Overall Excellence, along with Breaking News and Hard News Honors. KTRS News won a Missouri Broadcasters Association Award for Broadcasting Excellence in the category of Best News Series. Whether it happens around your block or around the world, there's only one place to hear award-winning coverage, period. The Big 550, KTRS. Depend on it.
Hi, this is Lori Grenier. You've seen me on Shark Tank. If you're a small business owner, you've probably had to manage growing pains when demand spikes and funding isn't readily available. That's what happened to Kevin, owner of Wet Shave Club, a shaving goods business. He needed to increase his inventory to meet growing demand. Despite healthy revenues, Kevin had a hard time finding flexible credit. He wanted the ability to take exactly the amount of capital his business needed without paying for funds when he didn't need them. Kevin turned to Kabbage. With Kabbage, he didn't have to track down financial statements. He simply linked his bank information through Kabbage's secure online application to get approved. Kevin bought inventory, moved into a new office, and hired employees, doubling his revenue. Kabbage has helped 80,000 businesses like Kevin's with over $2 billion in funding. Apply now for a line of credit of up to $100,000. You will get a decision in minutes and can start using your funds immediately. Kabbage is A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Go to Kabbage.com or call 888-CABBAGE. That is Kabbage with a K, K-A-B-B-A-G-E. Make Kabbage your first resort for business funding.
Hungry? Stop into KFC today for extra crispy tenders for $5. It's finger-licking good at participating KFC. Prices may vary, tax extra.
Police officers, firefighters, EMTs, paramedics, you see them, thank them for what they do. Thank you for joining us. Scott Sherman tomorrow. Have a great Wednesday evening, everybody.
You got a friend in me. You got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your old past said. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me.
This is the end. My only friend, the end.
Some folks have asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending. That's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree
and get out of here.
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell.
Please come again.
Go on. Leave. Get out. Next.
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now, you hear?
Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you, bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Catch you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling. All right, dear.
All right, Dan.
All right, Dan.
Bye,
in your car, on your way home, need to know what's happening? This is a simulcast of Fox 2 News at 6 on the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis. Coverage you can count on. This is Fox 2 News at 6.
If carrying a gun on your way to or from Busch Stadium makes you feel safer, this truck is going to be a place where you can store it while you're at the game. What's being done to make sure it's not a target for criminals?
Crime concerns in the Central West End following three armed robberies in just the last few weeks.
The budget battle continues in Illinois. The effort today in Springfield to find a solution.
Plus, the new law designed to rein in the abuse of tax increment financing in the St. Louis area.
Good evening. I'm Rafer Weigel.
And I'm Jasmine Huda in for Sandy Miller. All new at 6, gun owners who are headed to Busch Stadium might no longer need to leave their firearms in the car.
Fox News' Paul Shankman is live in downtown St. Louis, where an armored truck will soon provide a place for visitors to safely check their weapons and guns during a game.